It's
How
me.
Are ya?
Hello.
Hello, dude. You look so handsome. Look at you. Fuck. Look at you, doll.
How are ya?
I'm really good. Let me just make sure I'm recording this.
It says recording top left.
Yeah, but so does that record audio as well as video? Because usually I record it in my desk, but.
We probably should have done it on Instagram Live, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I should have done it Instagram. It's fine. It'll sort out, though. I believe that it'll record. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm great.
You're always great.
Yeah. I've just been like thinking about it, how easy I have it compared to people. So
I'm so lucky.
Not complaining whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm a 26-year-old single guy living in an apartment. I live near a park. I've got a shopping, a supermarket about 100 yards away.
I can see in the reflection of the of the piano behind you, your view.
Don't wait. Sorry. I don't even know my left or right on this.
It's beautiful. It looks like you've got some greenery and a beautiful blue sky. That's heaven.
Ash, it's 27 degrees today in London.
Are you joking me?
No.
That's like 50 degrees anyway. Hence the one button done up. Hey. Have you got like a rooftop or something that you can go out to?
Yeah, I've got a balcony there. I work out on it, drink on it.
Oh,
do everything on it.
So nice. We have a balcony too. And we can see the ocean. And we just sit out there on our little chairs with the dog, like old people. And we're like, this is the life.
Since you got married, it's dogs and
like I never want isolation to end because I'm like, nah, I just want to stay home with my husband and my dog and not have to go anywhere.
Literally, just like I know this, you've got a nice studio and stuff, but I mean, if you could do it from there, it's not too bad.
Do you want to see me do a performance for you because I have a microphone? And I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. All the gods' colors. I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life.
Jesus Christ.
Did you like it?
Do I have to say yes?
Nah, be honest. We're friends.
I know. Wowee, what a treat.
You're welcome.
Not what I was expecting.
Well, I told you.
I never know what I'm going to get.
Told you from day one that I was obsessed with that song, and I was like, release it. And then as soon as you put it out, we added it to my show. I just love the joyousness of it, man. It's beautiful.
I probably put the singles out in the wrong order, to be honest.
Who cares? There's no wrong or right order. I mean, you still debuted at number one in the UK.
No big deal.
I love this. This is my favorite song. One of my favorite songs. It's in my top four favorite songs I've ever written. So I absolutely love it.
Did you love it when you wrote it? Like when it first came out of you, were you like, damn, I wasn't not till you heard it or what?
Yeah, I had a video. I had such a good feeling about it. And I never like take pictures or video much in the studio. And I remember taking a video on my phone of all of it, like the two or three of us that were writing it, and we were jumping around the place when we were writing it. And I think I said in the video, I'm going to release this video when this song comes out. Because I had a feeling like it was that good at that time.
I love that.
It felt anthemic and euphoric. So I just love the song. I love it. If it wasn't my song, I would love it still.
You know that I never ask personal questions because I'm all about the music. But it's such a beautiful love song that you had to have, like, even if it wasn't an actual person in mind, you have to have like the dream person or a vision. Because it, to me, it's so emotive. It's not just some made up, like, whatever. It's a beautiful, like, you know, it's special.
Well, I guess the way you look at it is, you know, the way, like, you know, when you're single.
Yeah.
And you're walking and you see like a couple and you can tell like they've been together for a long time or just like elderly people who have been together for years. And it's just like, it still looks like they're on the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought about it like that, like kind of that's the perfect love, if you like, that we all like as people kind of create. So I guess that's where that kind of came from. And the whole idea of black and white, the suit and the dress at a wedding was kind of...
So love it. I've got that. Well, I've got it now. I've already been together for a couple of years. Ask me in 20 years. I'm pretty sure that we are those like real gross dickheads who are just obsessed with each other. I feel like it'll always be that way. But I didn't wear white at my wedding. I wore pink and black. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where'd
you get married?
I got married in a paddock in Melbourne. And we had four massive teepees because I got a really big family. And we just had a big barbecue, an ice cream van and party. And my dog was there. It was the best fun ever.
That's right up my street, that. That's a bit of me.
And cans of beer and gin bar. It was just
a
real joy. Yeah, we had a gin bar because my father passed away when I was young, but I love gin. And so we all just had all these. And then Four Pillars, who are like the best Australian gin company, made me a hold on right there. I'll be real quick. I'll show it to you.
Sick.
In my house, I can.
So there's Ash gone. She left me on my own in her house. This is journalism at its finest, Australia. You are seeing it right here. Nice room though. She obviously does the old Pilates and the yoga in there.
Yeah.
There she's back. She's back.
So,
what's she got?
The gin company Four Pillars made me my own bottle. And it's got Honey, my dog, on it.
Sick.
And it says Brine Family because my husband's name's Adrian Brine.
That
is cool?
By the way, that is the most Australian name of all time. Brine. Adrian Brine.
I married the whitest person ever. we had nine family members at our wedding and I had 100.
Off.
I'm from Lebanon. We're Lebanese. So like I had invite all my cousins, aunties, uncles, all my cousins' partners and kids. It was like the best.
We know who wears the trousers in that house.
Yeah. You would have guessed it before you even knew anything about it. You know me. You know I wear the pants.
Very well.
I did, speaking of marriages, I promised I would my social media producer, Trin, has asked me to tell you that she did an online quiz of which One Direction member will she marry, and she got you. So the offer's there.
She's going to have to fight some fires. Oh, it's like every day they're coming around.
I'm pretty sure there are more than five people in the whole world that took the quiz. So more than one person's got you. So, but she's pretty badass. I reckon she could take them on. So the label sends us like information about you before interviews. And, you know, obviously you don't read it. Well, they're just talking points. You know, I don't usually read it because I do my own research. But I just read yours while I was waiting for you. And it says, Niall has been busy writing new music and will be back with shows next year. Oh,
yeah,
is the truth. You just put an album out.
I know, but I mean, what else am I going to do?
Drink San Pellegrino and look out the window?
There's only so many. Yeah, just that too. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I just like I got my like my amps delivered from from tour, and like I've got a bit of a somewhat of a mic and studio set up in some shape or form. And yeah, I've just been writing a lot. Just that's what I do. It's my hobby.
That's good. I mean? You get paid to do your hobby. Most people's hobbies like, you know, gardening.
Yeah, but you don't get paid if the songs are shit. So the songs have to be good.
Well, Niall, you are at the point where if you wanted to put a shit song out, you could probably still make money from it, but you wouldn't.
I've put a few horror shows out in the past.
We've all got things in our past that we're not proud of.
No. Okay. Well, this I'm trying to add some strings to my bow by writing.
Cool. And more pianoing?
Yeah, a bit more pianoing. I find myself writing on the piano a lot more, actually.
Really? Recently. So interesting.
For some reason, I don't know why, I can't really play it, to be honest. I can play about six chords and they get recycled.
That's fine.
But yeah, I just find myself writing a lot and just doing a lot of cooking and working
What are you cooking, Dal?
Well, I took the piss out of everyone for making banana bread for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, actually, I don't really have a sweet tooth, but yeah, one of my favorite things in the world is banana bread. So I thought, well, if I can't get it in the coffee shop, I might as well make it myself.
Had it
so I did. I ended up falling for that one. What else have I been doing? Working out. I'm the fittest I think I've ever been. I took up cycling.
Ooh.
Do you like to see my bike?
Yeah.
Where's my bike? There's my new bike.
Damn. Is that a fixie?
What's that?
Like fixed gear. Like, has it got gears?
Oh, yeah. You have to do
it. I thought it was like one of those like East London fixie bikes that all the hipsters. I used to have one and they're impossible.
Because you're so hipster. You had tents as your wedding.
Well, I was when I was cool. Can people recognize you though? Or do you just wear the lycra and like no one knows who you are?
No, I've been all right. I wear a helmet, put my sunglasses on. To be fair, like, people are here. It's such a busy city that
you
can pass people you recognize. It's fine. It's actually all right. It's only when you're in like pubs or restaurants or things like that where like people have time to do people watching. Kind of like, oh, sorry, my WhatsApp is on my laptop and people keep messaging.
Usually it's my only mom. When
you
go into,
you know what you're like when you're in pubs yourself, you kind of do a bit of people watching.
Yeah.
So when you get into an enclosed space for a long period of time, that people actually start recognizing you. But it's fine actually on the street.
I was once in West End and I got off a bus and Rob Pattinson walked by and I wasn't thinking and I just went, hey, Rob. Like we were friends. This is like the height of twilight. And then he kind of turned around and I was like, oh, I don't know him. Oh, it was so awkward. And then he's like, and I felt so bad. Like, I hope it didn't, you know, blow his cover all those years. I think about it all the time. You know, those random stories that you think about all the time for years to come.
Like, so I've had like random ones like that. There was a guy yesterday and I felt sorry for him. So I kept walking. I was coming back from the coffee shop. And I had my AirPods in, and I was just like, but they weren't. I was just put them in, and I hadn't turned them on or turned anything on in them yet. And I was just walking back, I had a coffee and a smoothie in my hand, and some guy, he's like, I'd say late 20s, early 30s. He just turns to me, he's like, oh no, mate. Even though I'd never met the guy in my life, like kind of like exactly what you just said, and I knew just by looking at him what kind of a guy he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could tell he was cringing, and I didn't. I just kept going. He literally talked to me like we play on the same football team or something.
That just shows he's a nice person, that if he sees someone he's pretty sure he should know them, he will say hello, as opposed to those idiots that when you've met them 10 times will pretend they've never met you before and you're like, they're the worst people in the world.
That's what the quarantine's been good for. You don't get into any awkward conversations anymore, because I turn into a social hand grenade when
I understand.
When people like come up to me and like ask. You know, sometimes because I'm on TV or whatever, people like literally come up to you and talk to you like your best mate. I don't really. It's been 10 years. I still don't really know how to deal with it. So I just awkward me, and like people will come up and have conversations. But this has been great because we've stayed 2 meters apart. The conversations are snappy. So long live lockdown.
Long live lockdown. There's so much good we can take out of it. And that is the spirit. I got to let you go, Dal, but how about I promise that I will hold. I have to. I've been 17 minutes. I'm 7 minutes over my allotted 10-minute slot.
No, you're all right.
Thinking of the next idiot that you have to speak to, it's nowhere near as fun as me, but they're probably looking at their clock going, oh, fucking Niall's late again. Thinks he's so good. Really, it's old mate Lando talking her head off. But how about I promise to keep this bottle closed? And when you make it out here, I'll bring it in. And, well, there's a Shiraz gin as well. Would you prefer the Shiraz gin?
No.
Like, no, too fancy. Just normal gin. Just normal shit.
Yeah,
I'll keep
just
it and we'll drink it.
All of that messing about. It's like gin is now turned into coffee. So you can, like, have, you know, lime and coconut gin. And, like, it's like, what? Just the good stuff.
Well, this Ryan is what this, this was the best in the world until your mate Dingle Gin. Dingle Gin.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Do you know, Ryan Reynolds, actor Ryan Reynolds, do you know him?
Personally, I see him in the street and I go, hey, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, he's Ryan, mate. Yeah.
He's got his own gin company, and he sent me a few bottles. If you have a look at that, aviation gin, good stuff, good aviation. Stuff. Very good.
But what do you do if some famous person sends you a bottle of their stuff and it's bad? What do you do then?
Well, I think the reason he sent it to me is because he knows that I like gin.
Yeah, okay.
So I would like, but it's lovely stuff. It's very good. I'm a ginsman.
Me too. I love it. Oh, I love old gin, but I just love gin so much. G&T.
This conversation has gone sideways. That's what I love about you. And you know what the thing about these Zoom interviews, like, I was talking to someone about this. So I was talking to the show, you know, Normal People.
Yep.
That everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, Setting Isles.
Paul. Yeah, Paul, the guy who's the lead guy, he's played a guy called Connell. I was chatting to him the other day and he was talking about doing interviews and stuff. And I was just saying, like, I've been doing interviews with people from all over the world for years, like the same people. And this kind of thing, we've forgotten that this goes out to millions of people.
That's so true.
Me and you just end up having a conversation because we've known each other for so long. It turns into a fucking disaster.
No, the people like it. It's worse for you, mate. I know that you are very grateful to have press and have people care, and you would never say not you that you don't like it, but it can be repetitive.
Oh yeah.
So what a blessing. Yeah,
it's only repetitive if you get asked the same shit every time. So
what's the one question that if you could like strike through it and it would mean that no one would ever ask you it again, what would it be?
Remember, for a long time, it was like celebrity crush or...
Oh, yeah. Having back, I'd be mortified. Honest,
sometimes I've told the truth.
wait for the DMs to come in. Come on, hopefully. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah, honestly, Emma Stone.
That would be I would choose.
Or married or something, but Emma Stone, if she's not.
I would approve of that. Yeah. I'd approve of that, you. Yeah. I'd come and sing Black and White at your wedding if you married Emma Stone.
Imagine the screaming and shouting. But yeah, no, just, yeah, things like that. Just like questions that just are petty. Just looking for a story, you know. Like,
yeah.
I never give answers anyway. I'm too good at it.
Gotcha. You're just playing like the magician. Dodging the questions.
You always get asked some stuff and I'm just like.
Yeah.
Don't be bothered. Because I know what's going to happen here. I'm just going to like do a 25-minute interview and then that 1 second is going to be taken out. It's just like, well, actually, I've got an album out too.
Love your work, darling. Come see us when you're allowed.
You can hear it. Sorry. You can hear all this messaging coming through, can you?
Who is that?
Yeah, it's my WhatsApp and my laptop.
But who is it? Is it just mates or is it your mum? Because my mum always interrupts interviews.
And my manager. And even though he knows I'm doing this.
Yeah.
There he is again.
Wrap it up, Niall. He's still talking about gin. Shut her up. See you, matey moo. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Love you.
Say hello matey. To Adrian Bryan for me. Pardon?
Say hello to Adrian Bryan for me.
You remembered his name, you sweetheart. I'll go say hello to him right now.
See you, mate.
Bye, mate.
Bye.